Hello, friends. Welcome to another day on the Deeper Daily podcast. I want to thank all of you for your continued prayer and support that make this podcast possible. 365 days a year, I, for one, am truly enjoying this format that we have established here in the new year, in which we don't have the time restraint. We just sort of let it go into wherever it takes us. I want to give you a quick update. Here we are in the middle of the month. We're finishing this weekend. We're finishing our series of meetings in Glenn, Mississippi, where we have been at the Spirit and Truth Christian Fellowship. That ends today. We will be posting the sermons, the audio video sermons from these meetings in the coming weeks. Our backlog of material is about used up, so it's timely that we can start to post these Mississippi sermons, and we may have some audio mixed in there, audio only in some of those, but we'll be posting that soon. And then next weekend, and I don't like to go over the schedules after we've done them, but you can check this out on our website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. We have a weekend in Victorville, California next weekend. Our normal Grace Encounter monthly meeting occurs on the 21st in a private residence, but it's open to everyone to come out and be with us. We do that every month. And then we're doing an interesting Sunday morning as we will be at the New Beginning Christian Center in Victorville, California on Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. So again, check out our website if you are in the Southern California area and want to be with us at a couple of meetings. I also want to give you an update and remind those of you who were financial partners with us in 2016, whether you partnered on a monthly basis, semi-monthly, couple of gifts here and there, or whether you were just a one-time donor, we are in the process of sending out all of our tax receipts for 2016. We have several of them already done and sent. We go just top to bottom, which is alphabetical, so if your name's like mine, I was always called near the end of the class. You'll be receiving yours a little slower. You still have time, I guess, if you're deep in the alphabet and you don't want your tax receipt, please let us know. It'll save us a little bit of time, effort, and a little money getting it to you, but we'll send them to everyone. However, if you gave via PayPal and never contacted us another way early in the year, they did not require you to post your address in PayPal. I've noticed since then, I've been told that many times they do now have you post your address, but I'm not sure if that's universal. Either way, many people donated through PayPal, and all we had from them was a name, an amount, and an email address. And so if we do not hear from you in regards to your address, if you are a PayPal-only donor and you'd like to receive it in the mail, watch for our email. It will come to you from Paul White Ministries, and you can email us back your mailing address, or you can accept the file that will be attached to your email, which is your tax receipt. It will be the same letter that you would have received in the mail. But if you prefer it via the postal service, then let us know your address. We'll get that to you. For our international friends, if you're outside of the United States and you donated to the ministry in 2016, you will be receiving an email. We don't mail those out because of costs. So it's email only for our international friends and maybe another route if you are domestic. Okay, I didn't plan on making this an announcement day, but it looks like that's kind of happened. I will say that yesterday we jumped into Galatians and we did a little bit of work with Paul's statement that we are sons, that we're sons, but that basically that Jesus was the seed to whom the promises were made, not seeds as in plural, but seed as in singular. And we are using that as a parallel thought to Paul's statement of Romans 4:13, the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And so we took that thought through that the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through law, but through the righteousness of faith. So Christ did not inherit, and we said this yesterday, he did not inherit the promises because he kept the law. That's very common for us to say. And I went back and listened yesterday just to hear how it flowed off our tongue, how it hit my ear, because it's such an unusual statement. Because a lot of times we say without thinking, God bless Jesus because Jesus was perfect. God bless Jesus because Jesus kept the law. Paul doesn't see it that way, at least not according to Romans 4:13. The promise that Abraham would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through law. It was through righteousness. In fact, when God made the promise to Abraham that he would be the heir of the world, there was no law. It was just a promise. Abraham didn't serve God based upon the law. He didn't have the Ten Commandments. He didn't have the additional 603 commandments that would encompass the Mosaic law. So Abraham couldn't receive what he did by his performance. Consequently, if the promise was not only to Abraham but to his seed, then Christ could not receive what he did by performance. In other words, he was not qualified because he was a lawkeeper. He was qualified because of faith. We probably underemphasize in the Christian church the importance of the faith of Jesus. We spend a lot of time on our faith, but we don't talk a lot about his faith. He gave us the example of walking in faith, and it was his faith that declared him righteous. Now, we'll deal with the next turn in Paul's topic tomorrow, but yeah, I think it's fitting that we are in Romans. I've been wanting to say this. I guess right now is as good a time as any before I close. 2017 marks the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. So I think it's fitting that we're in the book of Romans, because Romans was the book that sparked the revolution in Martin Luther's heart. And I don't think Martin Luther thought that he was starting a revolution. He just believed people needed to know the truth. And Romans was Martin Luther's favorite book. He called it the daily bread of the soul. And I think this is kind of cool, a kind of a cool comment. Martin Luther once said that it's impossible to study the book of Romans too much. Well, I'll conclude today by saying amen to that. I think it's impossible to study this great book too much. We're going to give it a try, Romans chapter 4, verse 14. I'll meet you there tomorrow. Until then, grace to you. God bless.